SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington at a Pentagon briefing today. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Dan Kane spoke with reporters about the offensive victories the U.S. has won over Iran in the war so far, but he said they're also good at defending themselves against Iran's many attacks.
Meanwhile, on the defense side, our Army and air defenders and aviators, as the Secretary talked about, remain vigilant, forming a shield to protect our forces and our partners, intercepting missiles and drones. Together, we continue to deliver precision strikes against key manufacturing nodes, component storage sites, research facilities deep within Iranian territory. And over the past 30 days, we've struck more than 11,000 targets.
Iran continues to launch missile attacks throughout the region. Sam Mednick reports from the scene of an Iranian missile barrage in central Israel.
This is happening as President Trump has said that there is what he calls great progress in these talks that are being made to come to some sort of deal. However, he's also said that if no deal is reached soon, if the Strait of Hormuz is not open, that the United States is going to broaden its targets. So far, there is no signs that this war is slowing. The United States and Israel continue to strike Iran, and Iran is continuing to send missiles this way as well.
Oil prices down a bit, stocks higher on Wall Street. The administration exempting oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of America.
The exemption was requested by War Secretary Hegseth, who cites unspecified national security concerns. The exemption comes amid global oil shocks and soaring energy prices during the Iran war. The Gulf of America is already one of the top oil-producing regions of the country. President Trump has made increased fossil fuel production a key focus of his second term as he looks to strengthen American energy independence. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new study takes a closer look at the people who go to church on a regular basis.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that people who attend more frequently are more likely to have a biblical worldview than those who don't show up so often. On the question of whether the Bible is the authority for Christian living, 65% of frequent churchgoers say yes, strongly, compared with just 37% of infrequent attendees. And on the question of gender, 71% of regular church people strongly agree it cannot be changed, while just 41% of the infrequent crowd agrees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Celebrations of Easter and Passover will be muted this week as the war in Iran enters a fifth week. Celebrations in Jerusalem being limited for fear of missile strikes. Israeli rules cap gatherings at 50 people, so the Western Wall is closed to worshipers as well. A key Passover blessing will go ahead with only a small group being allowed to attend. This is SRN News. Japan deploying its first long-range missile.
The upgraded Type 12 land-to-ship long-range missile is being deployed at a southwestern army camp, officials say. Defense Minister Shinzo Koizumi says Japan has needed to bolster its defense capabilities. This deployment, he says, demonstrates Japan's firm determination and capability to defend itself. The upgraded missile has a range of about 620 miles, a significant extension from the 125-mile range of the original that would allow it to reach mainland China. The deployment of the missile gives Japan a standoff capability, meaning it can strike enemy missile bases from afar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court ruled today that Colorado cannot enforce its so-called conversion therapy ban regarding conversations between therapists and minors, saying the law violates the First Amendment. More on these stories at srnnews.com.